Hey, welcome back to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. This week, we're wrapping up with our spotlight of Sea Lemon, the indie dream pop act created by Natalie Liu. One of my favorite band name stories of all time, Natalie described where the name Sea Lemon came from.
A sea lemon is a nudibranch or a sea slug that is native to the Pacific Northwest. And that is because my mother is, well, I grew up really wanting to be a marine biologist because my mother is what's called a beach naturalist. And so she goes out in like different beaches in King County. They live in Redmond, but they go out in King County and they go on the beach and they tell kids like what they're seeing via the aquarium, and they wear little vests and kids come up to them and they're like, that is a starfish. And here, I'm going to explain to you about it. And the sea lemon is this like very cute little sea slug that's bright yellow. It looks like a lemon. And it's my mom's like favorite Pacific Northwest animal. And so it's kind of a tribute to my mother, as cheesy as that is, but it also kind of felt like a title that felt very like it describes my music, kind of bright and silly.
In addition to choosing a band name that represents the bright qualities of her music, Natalie told us about the other ways that she uses design to dictate her branding and creative direction.
As a designer, you want to have control over the way your music sounds, the image that your music provokes, like the aesthetic quality. And I love, you know, just having a vision for a song that feels like 360, not just like the way it sounds, but like lyrics, sound, aesthetic, imagery, album cover, like all of that. And so I have totally done all of that like creative direction in that way. And honestly, found footage, like that DIY feeling, I feel like feels very akin to the type of music I make, like kind of bedroom pop, like something that you can do, something that feels very like relatable, because, you know, I'm shooting all of my music video stuff so far on my iPhone. And I'm turning that into low quality, super DIY feeling video. And I mean, one, I personally love seeing that kind of content, like in music videos, like things that feel very DIY, because it always inspires me to be like, oh, that's cool. Like I want to do something like that. And I think that like low quality feeling feels really honest, which I always love, but also like it's cheap and it's easy to do. And like, I can do it. And it's always really fun to have a vision and be like, I can execute on this, because I often think that the more like high quality, high def you try to get with making music videos and shooting your own content, it can often like feel kind of like that awkward, uncanny valley if it's not right. Whereas like low quality iPhone footage, like it's always going to be kind of awkward. And so that like charm of that presence is really nice to me. And, you know, it's hard to go wrong.
To wrap it up, Natalie explained the creative process behind Last Year, the second track from her close-up EP.
So Last Year is the like last single that's coming out with the record. Last Year is a song that is all about, during the pandemic, being on your phone, being online, feeling like trends are everywhere, and how it can be really hard to avoid getting obsessed with trends, and trends from like buying a type of clothing, buying like a lime green tracksuit, which is something I've like certainly looked at before, but even to like seeing the trend of like my childhood friends getting married and like having children and being like, oh my gosh, this is like a terrifying trend for me. Like, how do I avoid that for myself? How do I like know what's right for me when I see everyone around me doing something? And Last Year is really a track that's all about like how to navigate seeing everyone around you doing the same thing and like deciding what's right for you. And not that there's anything wrong with making this a similar decision to everyone else, but also like just finding and choosing like what's exactly right for you. And last year is the song that I really wrote that was very lyrics first. And I wanted to tell this story because I was actively thinking about like, you know, I was just like on my phone so much looking at random stuff to buy when in the pandemic, like I didn't have anything else. I'm just like on my phone a lot, right? And so I was just actively feeling so stressed about like how to navigate that relationship with myself of being like, what do I even actually like what is even right for me? How do I know myself every day? And I really wanted to tell that story. And last year was the only song really on Close Up that is super like lyrics forward in my mind and tells that entire story. And it was a track that, you know, because of that, when you know what you want to say and you kind of have that idea, the whole song was written in like 15 minutes, you know, like got it down, got the lead line down, wrote the song. And it was just one of those things where I was like, man, I don't even need to tinker with this because it just feels like it's telling the right story quickly. And, you know, I work with a producer and we do a lot of work remotely, right? And so, and he lives in Costa Mesa in California. And so, you know, I brought him this song and we did some like tweaking to some of the production, but, you know, basically everything from the demo is just like high def for the final recording. But there's not a ton of like crazy different parts that we wrote in the production phase that like got mixed and mastered in there. It's kind of like the exact same thing as the demo. And so it feels like one of the most like earnest interpretations of my demos that made it into the EP, which is really, really fun for me, feeling like it's almost an exact replica of something that I made in my bedroom. So here's last year on Space 101.1.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for our final feature with Sea Lemon on Northwest Orbit. It was such a pleasure chatting with Natalie and discovering more about her music. Big thank you to her and to all our previous Northwest Orbit artists. Although we're moving on to a new artist in July, you can still listen back to these episodes on our online archive at space101fm.org. You can find music by Sea Lemon and stream her new EP on all streaming services and Bandcamp. And for more information about Natalie, check out her Insta at itsSeaLemon. See you next time.